Identify them for me, please.
Drawing A1, the latest drawing would be dated 4/19/12. Drawing A2 still remains 1/16/12. Drawing A2A also remains 1/16/12. Drawing A3 is dated 4/19/12. And drawing A3A remains 1/16/12.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, we have permission to proceed to the EZA. We have a board presentation.
Please.
Thank you, sir.
Let's question him. A1 is the site plan.
Is that what you have up there?
Yes. Okay. Was a recent. I have a different one too.
Very briefly, the
what was changed on drawing A1 was we made some very, very minor zoning revision calculations. The sizes of the buildings did not change. However, when we finally made our material selection, we just very, very slightly adjusted the zoning calculations. That's the only change on drawing A1. And again, I reiterate, the buildings did not change in size.
It's not here.
And those revisions, Mr. Chairman and members, were delivered to the construction department personally by me. And we were a little concerned that because the changes were so minor that it may cause confusion, we asked that a little note be put on plans as they were being delivered to you.
I'll use governance here.
You can accept my copy.
Oh, no, where are you?
Two, maybe you
go. Is that what happened? Okay. Does the right side of the board have all the paperwork?
Yeah.
I have it all. It's the middle that doesn't, and the left has it. Okay. Mr. Graziano, you want to take this?
Here's a full set.
There's probably too much paperwork we gave.
The revision to drawing A3 reflect some very minor interior plan changes to the first floor plan, which is the building that my client is going to occupy once construction is completed. Again, I reiterate, there is no change in the size or the shape. It was just interior plan revisions based on his future dental practice. That's the only change.
And why don't you verbalize that change for the record?
Basically, if you compare it from the previous submission to this one, we relocated the staff lounge from the lower left corner of the property to the rear corner. We eliminated one of the treatment rooms, which is now going to be an MD office space. And we just kind of just reworked some of the interior dimensions a little bit so that the treatment rooms are more functional for the practice that Dr. Maltzen practices.
Would you take us now through the materials and the colors that you're suggesting?
As the board may recall, initially we had proposed obviously two buildings which are very, very similar in size and shape. And at the during the original submission, you recall the materials were exactly the same. In some discussions with my client, it was more desirable to him that he maintain his own appearance, and that's the reason why we are using basically the same materials, only a different color palette. The front and sides of the buildings up to the window, to the bottom of the window heights, will be a cultured type stone product. The remainder of the front and the left and rear side and rear elevations will be vinyl siding. The roofing material will be architectural series asphalt roof shingles, with some areas where we're actually proposing standing seam metal roofing, which is over the entrance area and to the highlighted feature on the building in the front.
And what color are you proposing for Dr. Maltzen's building?
But that's a good question. I know it is. That is building B. Apologize. I don't know the address on building B.
Well, we have to be assigned addresses because of the subdivision that this that we worked on with this board.
And that is the building that Dr. Maltzen will occupy. His color scheme, his preference is a tan brick, a beige vinyl siding, and beige roofing material, as well as the standing seam roof. And I can put that board up.
And how about the color of the other building?
Color of the other building will be a, I guess what we could call a gray palette, which would be a dark stone veneer, cultured stone around the base, along the front, left side and right side. Gray vinyl siding, the front, sides and rear.
Same roofing material, only a different color scheme, which is the grays, as well as the metal standing seam roof. Is, that's correct.
Both are BR.
That it. Any questions for our architect? Otherwise, that's our direct testimony.
As much as I would have liked to incorporate it into the design, the roof design, roof structure, and the actual building orientation would not make that feasible. Again, my feeling about the roof, I felt that the roof design was more important in keeping with the residential district that we're in. If we had an opportunity to make this a flat roof, then obviously we would be seeing solar panels. But I felt that this roof design was much more important in the entire scheme than the solar panels.
What is the overall height of both buildings, Mr. Schuster?
30 feet to the top of the ridge.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for that question, because all of the dimensions that we're talking about tonight are the same that this board approves, and I think that's good that you put that on the record. We have not changed anything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, with your permission, we now have just engineering testimony. May I call Brian Intendola?
I didn't hear you, Mr.
The only witness left now is to go through the engineering testimony.
Please.
And I would like to report to the board that Brian McIndall and the township engineer Todd Hay have been working together, and I'd like to thank Mr. Hay for making himself available to our schedule. It's been very helpful.
Sir, would you give us your full name, spell your last name to the secretary, and your address?
Yes, Brian A. Intendola. The spelling of my last name is I-N-T-I-N-D-O-L-A.
Raise your right hand, sir. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Mr. Chairman, will you accept Mr. Intendola as an engineering expert? He was the engineer that helped us with the presentation at the use variance part. Thank you. And to save time, there are other applicants behind us. May he proceed in a just in a monologue manner. May he just proceed as if he's speaking to the board without question and answer.
Please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. DiBiase. As introduced, Mr. Hay had gave us excellent comments with respect to the site, especially the rear of the site, because it is lower than Center Street. And the question was, should there be a major storm, such as a 100-year storm, how would you get the water out of the backyard? Could the seepage area become inundated? At some resistance at first, we went back and forth, and then we came up with a solution that we would have a sump system that would take the major storm event out of the backyard and bring it up to Center Street by way of a force main. What we're proposing is two manholes with a sump pit with a two or three horsepower motor to bring the water from the backyard up when the seepage pitch become inundated at a set elevation level. That was one of the major comments that we worked through. And so we're willing and to do that. We've spec'd out the pump, and I just have to do the final elevations to determine that elevation when the pump would be activated. Similar to a sump pump in a typical basement, where the water hits a certain elevation, it's going to kick it back up to Center Street. An initial dialogue with Estes County with respect to that, they seemed amenable to that due to the site location, and we really can't bring anything to the backyards the next elevation down. So that was one major thing going to design, and that was submitted to Mr. Hay on a preliminary basis. Another item that was highlighted in Mr. Hayes' comment letter was the creation of an ADA pathway or a Disabilities Act pathway from our side, northerly side of Center Street, across to Freeman. Right now, there are older-style handicap ramps on Freeman going east-west. But if you want to cross Center Street, there isn't a crosswalk, nor is there a handicap ramp to receive you. What we did was floated this idea to Essex County. I spoke with Mr. Antonio, David Antonio, who's a site reviewer at the county. He said that it was a good idea. I said I won't be able to do a full crosswalk on either side of Freeman, but if I do it to the westerly side of Freeman, it ties our buildings in as well as the church. It would be a logical location to have a good landing ramp there to make that happen. But what we're offering to the board based on for the initial approval of Essex County, we would do a new handicap ramp, a crosswalk across Center Street where none exists. Legally, there is one that exists, but we're recognizing that. I think it's needed it for years, and we're going to go forward with that should the board look favorably upon this application.
Did you receive the recommendation by letter from the...
Sir?
Did you receive the letter of recommendation for the crosswalk from Essex County, that letter form?
No. I reached out to David Antonio early on when we got the comment from Jack Barry as well as from Tony Associates. We're going to make a formal application based on the disposition of this board and go forward with it. But the county, in principle, agrees that there needs to be a handicap ramp across the street and will proceed with that application should the board look favorably upon this tonight.
Mr. Chairman, because of the two levels of approval that we need, that if the board were to approve our site plan application this evening, we recognize that there would be a condition in it for the county approval for this kind of protocol.
What I'd like to see is if you do comments from them, it becomes part of the record at the building department.
That would be excellent. We'll certainly agree.
And then another issue that was raised in the application and review was that we have in the shared driveway small planter median. The issue was raised if, should the need be, whether I recognize it or not as a need, or for some other reason, should a fire truck need to get behind those properties, either to service the buildings or maybe to service a garage fire from the rear abutting residential properties, provide a turning template for a fire truck. So we went through the exercise, and what we noted is that the center median that we had in our original site plan from October, we would need to eliminate that for a fire truck to get to the rear yard. So I liked it aesthetically, but what it does, it also gives a little bit more room and egress out onto Center Street. But for all the above reasons, although I may like the look of it, as a practical matter, engineering-wise, to eliminate that center median between driveways that was area where we're going to put some daylilies. As a practical matter, it's hard to aim to plow out. No plow, then you have a little area left and right of the driveways to have a one bank of snow. But for all the above reasons, we're planning to eliminate the center median, gives you a little bit more distance vehicles to ingress and exit from that site, especially because it is a shared driveway. The less issues there, I think.
And Mr. Hay agreed with analysis?
Mr. Hay recommended that I get rid of the, after I ran the turning templates, we revised the plan. I have an exhibit that ties this all together, should the board want to look at that. And there's other comments that Mr. Hayes addressed them essentially on a page-by-page basis. What we also have to do is revise the drainage report to reflect that at the 100th year storm, we'll have an elevation for our two mini pump stations to bring water up to Center Street.
And Mr. Antonola, again, because there are applications behind us, is it accurate to say that the recommendations that Mr. Hay is given to us are recommendations that we will adopt in our application?
Yes, every substantial.
Is it also fair that if the board were to approve this application, that we would accept a condition of working with the engineering department in order to effectuate these changes?
Yes.
That concludes our presentation, though, with...
Thank you, sir. Questions of...
I have a few city planning questions. Right person to ask. First question I have is there's a big note, move bus stop sign.
Yes.
How are we dealing with moving the bus stop, not the sign?
I simply call New Jersey Transit Operations in Newark. I've worked with them in the past. I make the recommendation. That recommendation goes back to Nutley for an ordinance action, which is their traffic ordinance, which is regularly revised to reflect changes in handicap bus parking spaces.
Did not do this yet?
No, I want to, before I get to other agencies, I want to get through the zoning board.
Brown, we would accept that as a condition so that there would be teeth in this and we'll be able to take that to the next level.
I'd like to talk about the access walks up to the property. You have 2 8-foot wide walks from Center Street up to the front.
Yes.
Quite honestly, a lot of sense. They don't need. If you're parking in the back, you're walking up steps on the side, and then you're walking out to Center Street, down Center Street, and then back down the walk to get to the front door.
8 foot width can be reduced. I would bring that down to perhaps 6 feet.
Maybe five.
Well, five I don't like because if I have, if you're waiting for pickup and you have, like, say, if you have someone in a wheelchair and you're using my new handicap ramp on Center Street, then you can, it gives you a place to park somebody.
5 foot wide is more than enough.
Well, if five's the number, we'd be glad to oblige.
Now think about the whole process. When you're in the back and you're walking up the stairs.
No, I don't want to interrupt. We are going to elevate the building. There's going to be an elevator in the building.
Okay.
So you can come through the rear, and if you're handicapped, you can just go right up.
What about everyone else who's not in a wheelchair?
They'd have to walk up back through the back.
Walk all the way up, out all the way to Center Street, the way the sidewalk goes, down Center Street, and then back down the walk to the front door. Look at your drawing.
Well, we'd have to shortcut the walkway. We have walkways left and right of each building, like
all the way out to Center Street, and then back. No one's going to do that. They're going to cut across.
No, there's also rear access. You can use the elevator if you don't feel like walking up the parking lot.
Missing my point. My point is, people are going to shortcut across the lawn. They're not going to walk out.
Understood.
Center.
What we're
saying is, why don't you just move the walk back?
We can curl it back to the, we can put like a double radius, to curl it back to the driveway.
Have walks on either side. Right.
Wow.
Tell me on the plan how you get from the parking lot to the front door.
To the rear.
Everyone.
Why not?
They end up in the wrong place in the building. Go, everyone, not just me. Yes. Yes. Okay. Now, how do you get to the front door?
Mr. Antonola, we have a suggestion. We understand Ms. Brown's comments. May we approach? The chairman, may we approach with...
A1. We just, we're going to come right across. One other building with a walkway.
But Mr. Chairman, we're going to do the wraparound walk, and we'll reduce the width to 5 feet.
Fine.
These pumping stations you mentioned, how many are there?
Two, one for each lot.
And they're not on the drawings, correct?
No, we're in the middle of designing them after we got the comments back from the lot.
Are they in a catch basin in the parking lot?
There's two. No, they're going to be in a manhole.
A manhole. Sorry.
And there'll be a float. There'll be a submersible. We'll set it at an elevation where they kick off, where the 100-year storm, should it flood the backyard or the two seepage pits, it'll kick in, but not until then.
And how many horsepower are they?
My initial pump curve is 2.5 horsepower. They're not really very substantial. The CFS that I have to bring up isn't substantial because some of the drainage goes to the front anyway.
And how often do you think they'll kick on?
Personally, never. But I think that it's like we had a whole run of storms last year. We have a run like that maybe 5 times a year when you have a particular wet year.
I think my concern is if they're never kicking on, you don't know if they're working. So there's a whole maintenance aspect of this.
Well, that is exactly what Mr. Hay asked for, operations and maintenance for the seepage pits and for the drainage system. We'll provide that. If they're not in compliance with that, with logbooks and checklists, then it's on the owner to do that.
Does the owner understand
yes.
what's
we
involved
have,
in putting in this type of system?
As soon as we had discussed the sump system with Mr. Hay, we went to the owner and said, this is what's going to be the situation. The water has to get out of there if we have a major storm event. He said, okay. And I said, you're going to have operations and maintenance manual as well. And that goes for any seepage system, any town.
I have a question about the walkways as well. And I think this is to the architect, if I may. I find your walkways to be very uninspired, very not nice along the side of the building, along a retaining wall. I don't know what you can do with these, but you know, the building B, you're walking underneath the building, you come out of the building, and then you walk towards the street up these staggered stairs that every few feet, and the same thing, you're up against a residential neighborhood, and you're doing the same thing. And I don't know how tall that retaining wall is there on the side. How tall is that retaining wall? You create that depth. You understand what I mean, Mr. Schuster?
I would say between 4 and 5 feet height of that wall at its highest point.
Is there a rail on top of that?
Really would have to be, yes.
So it's like a cattle chute. Is that a fair assessment?
Cattle
chute.
Bit harsh.
Bit harsh. I find that space to be a bit harsh. Hence my.
Are you saying that it's 4 feet above grade, or is the wall 4 feet and then it's railing above grade? Hard rail and rail.
Checking with the engineering drawing.
I'm saying is when you're walking down from.
But are you saying there's when he says 4 feet high?
Saying
a 4 foot wall next to the sidewalk.
When you're walking down this space, which is about 3 to 4 feet wide, a 4 to 5 foot high wall next to you, railing on top.
Also, that's what I'm wondering. It's not a high wall, is it? Wall is a retaining wall for the next property, and then is it just a railing?
Right.
The wall, safety rail.
Right.
The wall is stepped down, too, as we go down to grade. It's not like we're going to start with a handball court at the bottom.
But there is an existing property at a higher elevation there, right?
That slopes down a bit as well.
I guess I just have a fundamental problem with these walkways and how you experience the building from the back to the front. I don't think the solution here is a nice one, to be honest. Again, I go back to my original request, which was put the in driveway to the east, put the out driveway to the west, and share the walkways in the middle. Again, back to my original request. I think you would have a much better approach to the buildings when the users are sharing a common central hallway front, as opposed to being these sort of leftover stepchilds off to the side on either side as the primary entrance to the building for anybody that's not going to use the lift, and that's most of us. So I just find that to be very uninviting.
Well, the driveway had wider down the center that is to be removed.
Yes, we ran.
Are you going to put a paint? Press in and out.
Yeah, we're going to. What I was thinking, if we remove the median, I had a paint line in the tail end. I'm just going to run that paint line up. Mm-hmm. That was my thought process for that was.
You're going to have arrows showing which.
Yes.
In addition to that, the two seepage pits yards. Calculated the capacity of both pits, have you not?
Yes.
They're at a 100-year?
They function up to the 100-year storm, but Mr. Hayes' concern is should they not work for any reason, there has to be a way of getting water out, and we didn't want to have a situation where water is going back through the lawn drains up against our rear yard neighbors. So we were setting the sump system to address that in a proactive way. But I was at the site tonight. We had a decent-sized rain. The seepage pits that were installed 8 years ago seemed to be operating well and perking well. There was a comment that we had an area that had less permeability than desired. That area of less permeability that was pointed out in the review letter was in the front. But in the back, we had the desired permeability that we were looking for.
I'm one heck of a mess, neighbors, and to the applicant, if work.
Oh, absolutely.
Had an overrun of water into their rear yard.
Right.
But this is 100% covered.
There's nowhere to go with the water, so we're going to have a belt and suspenders approach. To remove the water during the more severe storms.
What approach?
Belt, fenders.
What's the capacity of the? What's the capacity of the system?
I'll have to go refer to the drain.
Is it for a 50-year storm?
We backed into a 100-year storm, but Mr. Hay had recommended that beyond the 100-year storm, have a way of bringing the water back up to Center Street.
Have we talked about snow removal on this site? Meant to put the snow?
Yeah, well, I touched upon that by removing the median. It's easier to plow if you don't have that center median because it's going to get dinged anyway. But ultimately, there really isn't many places to stockpile the snow. So this will have to be a trucked-out operation should you have some of the storms that we had 3 years ago. To get the snow out, and I think that's could be made a condition, or don't come crying back to the board if you don't remove your snow when you have some.
What about the exit? Is there going to be?
The default with Essex County is that they do not permit. When I go to Essex County, they'll say, "Prove to me that you can make a left turn out." The way I do that is I can look at the gaps that are provided by Union, and I can look at the gaps in traffic provided at Passaic. If they're not sufficient gaps to permit that, then we will go with the default, and there will be a left turn out restriction.
We haven't had anybody look at it. Relying on the county for this?
And most of my applications on county roads is that the default is no left turns out, show me otherwise. So then we do a gap study, get that to Mr. Asif Mahmood, and he reviews that, and also with David Antonio.
Trash, did we talk about trash?
There was a comment with respect to trash. We're intending to keep trash interiorly in the site, in the building, and then we'll have a carting service come and do curbside pickup with a typical compactor truck for both recycling and co-mingling, and also for any medical waste that's produced.
Have you discussed the utility pole relocation with the utilities?
That's an application to PSE&G, and
it's feasible.
Got to pay for it, but it's feasible. Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're lucky for general information that the representative for PSE&G that does the pool removal is a Nutley resident, and he is beyond responsive. No bureaucracy with him.
Bazzi, is this a preliminary or final site plan approval?
We're asking for preliminary and final, but we're asking that, in effect, jurisdiction on the engineering would remain with the construction and the township engineer, as we've done with other applicants. Yes.
And are we ready to talk about lighting yet?
Yeah, the testimony hasn't changed since our use variance, but we'll put it on since this is a new one. Same lighting plan.
I would like to make a recommendation that the specified light fixture be changed to a decorative pole-mounted fixture. I would also like to put restrictions on the hours of operation of the pole light fixtures.
We consent to both of those. Those are.
I would be more specific. The decorative light fixtures, I'm thinking light decorative on the drawing. Maybe we should limit the hours of operation to like 9 at night.
The lighting.
Should also be conscious of.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that look. I think that's an excellent suggestion, and we would adopt that. And the 9 o'clock is a reasonable time period, according to Dr. Molson. He would only be there if there were an emergent situation at that.
Talk about the fence that's proposed, the 4-foot-high PVC chain. I think we could do something a little prettier than that for the neighbors in the back. Say like a black aluminum fence.
State-type
picket, yes.
Like solid PVC?
So your drawing has...
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, would you like the...
I would like to see a decorative estate-type picket aluminum.
Would you want to give the residents the benefit of a solid fence?
Oh, I think planting would solid would help.
Yeah. You want the, aluminum picket estate
fence? What my suggestion would be.
Our client has suggested we'll accept that recommendation. So we'll do it on the lighting hours, on the lighting fixture, and on the fence. We're also changing the sidewalks so the sidewalks wrap around. But we're going to keep the cattle thing, if you don't mind. We're just joking with Serge. We're going to keep the cattle ramp. Yeah, cattle walk. Yes.
Just to go by it again, the lift, is that a regular elevator or is it a wheelchair lift that we're... So it's not something that somebody who's not in a wheelchair is going to use to enter the office space, ever.
Accompanied by someone to assist them in the operation.
Yeah, but if I was showing up to get my teeth done, I wouldn't use the wheelchair lift. I have to call for the lift.
No, right.
Because you show up in the middle of the office. Nobody's entering from the back. They're in a wheelchair.
The primary entrance is obviously through the front.
Okay.
And assistance will be provided by means of a lift for a patient that's got an appointment and has a issue with mobility.
Not going to be an option for somebody who
doesn't. No. No, it's not.
How would that option be? Someone needed assistance and he pulled into the driveway and parked. How would he identify? How would he?
We would make the arrangements with the receptionist and physician's office, them knowing that a patient was en route or had an appointment that needed assistance. They would be greeted at the lower level to assist them up to the first floor.
Cumbersome, but okay.
Late today. Did you get the...
No, we didn't. I heard that you received it in. Okay.
I got it by email at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Further questions from any... By all means.
Mister, can I ask you to? Having a, yeah, if you don't mind. Having better understood the entrance procedure, why would you not consider bringing the buildings closer together, creating the driveway on either side, and then having a common shared walkway up the middle? Again, I think you have a greater issue with center curb cut in relationship being offset from the Freeman Avenue. So, to me, in my mind, the space that you get to allow people that grand walkway up to the buildings as opposed to the narrow, not very positive walkways, and you get the cars off to the side, you get the buildings away from the residential neighborhood, positives that, in my mind, outweigh that one.
Go to the microphone, please.
Thank you, buddy. Mayor?
Yeah. Wait, can we just finish the forester, Mr. DiBiase?
Yes, we reviewed the forester's report, and we will accept his recommendations. One of the recommendations is that we negotiate with the next-door neighbor to see if a tree can come down, and, of course, we'll use our best efforts with that one. May we just have a moment on one of the requests?
Make a 5-minute break.
That would be helpful.
And,
okay.
Comfort break, please.
about that, because I...
All right, Tom, can we? Chrissy. Where are you hiding? What is the request, Mr. Schuster?
Request is that we reconsider the location of the curb cut and the driveways, and also with the possibility of bringing the buildings closer to each other and creating a central walkway where the proposed driveway is, the shared driveway is right now.
This was proposed at the variance hearing?
No, proposed right now.
Prior was not proposed at the variance hearing?
No.
Well, actually, that idea was floated at the variance hearing. You're correct. Yeah, that's okay. But we, at the variance hearing, we went with this. Let me back up. We always like to say yes to as much as we possibly can say. Board has a track record for that. We're concerned that if we were to entertain this idea, that it could cost us another 90 days to get to this point, and we just don't have that kind of time.
Let's hear from Mr. Rintendola. What comments do you have on the moving of buildings closer together and having driveways on out the outside?
Okay. Here's my opinion. Although nice to have what's called a bifurcated driveway, which is a split driveway, your demersion would like to have the in driveway to the east, out driveway to the west. The problem I have with that is that if you're coming in and you go from lot 1 to lot 15, a little bit more of a circulation pattern in the back than I would like to have. If this was a 100-space parking lot, it would be warranted, you know, to direct the traffic like that. But based on what I know from NJDOT policy, you have the opportunity to consolidate a driveway. And the only time I'm allowed by NJDOT, not that this applies, but this is the design principle, but the only time I can split a driveway if it's, there's a Jersey barrier along the highway. Then I could split the driveway. If there's not, and make left turns into the site, it's preferred by the State Highway Access Manual to have a consolidated driveway to serve as many properties as possible. I split the access, not that this is an application right now, but we do have a lot line. More cumbersome to have that lot line work out with the access. Whenever I have a shared driveway, I try to centralize it as much as possible. It avoids a lot of headaches down the road, because then it's both property owners will see that. And that's part of the reason why we laid this out like that. Now, I prefer, when I can, because less access points, even though it's one, when I bifurcate it, you do have more turning movements than I would anticipate for a smaller lot. The only time when I do NJDOT work is if I have a site frontage that's in excess of, like, I think it's like 300 feet, then I can also start to consider splitting driveways. They don't have that criteria here. I think overall, it may not be aesthetically what you want, but from a traffic viewpoint, if I could centralize the driveway and near or close to the Freeman Street center line, to me that makes sense, because there's a driver expectation of turning movements at this point, and I would prefer to do that. And as I discussed before, what we want to do is introduce a crosswalk across Center Street. In the context of the westerly driveway, I don't have the sweet spot that I did before to bring myself across Center Street and stripe it, because I'll have that westerly driveway, which is the exit driveway, would kind of like not give me the clearance that I would like to have for the pedestrian conflict.
Giving us the negatives for
putting the driveway.
Driveways. There are some positives.
Yes. Let me jump in a second. Our goal is to say yes as to many things and suggestions as we can. This is an excellent suggestion. We're only saying no to this suggestion for the reasons that Mr. Rintendola gave, but there is another one that I put on the record last time.
We're going to be having cross easements because these are two separate lots. And in case there is a separate ownership in the future, it is practical and feasible to design language for a cross easement based upon this corridor. To try to design a cross easement for cars to come in one end of the property and go across the back and then come out the other end is a very difficult document to design. It can be done. Council will tell me that it can be done. But it's not practical to do that, and it's cumbersome.
When you speak cross easements, you're speaking walkovers?
We're talking about walking over and also crossing over with the vehicles.
I would tend to think you'd be
right, and that's the issue that I have. The design is excellent. It has a lot of vision, and we take it in good faith. This is one of the few times that we're going to stay with our plan on this. But we respect the concept. It's an excellent idea. And most respectfully, we're going to move forward with this application.
Yes, I have a question. The suggested alternate design, did it have largely to do with the pedestrian access?
Yeah, for me, the experience from the day-to-day access point of view, from what you park in the back and that narrow walkway off to the neighbor's yard that you're walking is just...
How difficult would it be to allow this building to welcome people in from the back? And as I look at the lower level floor plan, you have blank square footage on a designated floor plan down there. Is it as simple as allowing a path of travel from the back door to the staircase?
Exterior staircase to the
there is a staircase that goes down to the lower level, correct?
Correct. And that's in the front of the building.
Correct. So could the building accommodate a rear entrance and a passageway to that staircase in a friendly manner, in a welcoming manner?